to order. Present are
Amy Alvarez, Barbara Morris,
Jeannie Lively,
Nancy Mackey,
Bill Kennison,
and Joyce Lynn Miller. Ready to start. We don't have anyone here for the public forum again today. So we've got two meetings that we have minutes and reports from, and the first is the minutes from February 1st and then February 22nd. Do you want to do those together, Barbara?
I don't have minutes for February 22nd.
We didn't meet.
Yeah.
We didn't meet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
oh, okay.
We had a treasurer's report, but we didn't have minutes. I'm sorry. Okay. Any questions or
I was supposed to do two.
I know. It's all right.
It was confusing to me. I'm sorry. So, our balance sheet as of the end of February was 117,353.85. That was our checking account balance. Our current, as of last night, current balance was 138,872.35. And then I scheduled a deposit to be made to Text Pool, but it won't be done until tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's for $5,000. The sales tax revenue that came in February, since we didn't talk about that before, was $57,389.92, which was a 5% bump over the year before, February prior year. And the March sales tax was $37,230.28, which was a 14% increase over last March. And our cumulative total for this fiscal year in sales tax receipts is $297,330.51, which is 69.14% of our budget, and we're at the halfway point through the fiscal year. So we're 19% ahead of where we should be. Our expenses for the past 5 months total $196,063.05, and we had budgeted $211,056.76 for year to date. So we're under by almost $15,000. And our total, excuse me, the percent of the total budget that we've spent so far is 47%. So we're under where we should be. And our CD investments total $502,844.98. At this point, and we are now getting practically
the duck does
we're getting practically nothing in the way of interest on our Text Pool account. So my question was, do you all want me to go ahead and transfer? We're up way above the 80,000 mark on our checking account. Should we transfer more money into Text Pool, or what's your preference?
An index fund would be so wonderful. Just kidding.
Well,
I mean, that's really our only option, I think.
Does Horizon let you add to their CDs, or?
No.
So it'd have to be a new one, I guess.
Have to be a new one, I mean.
And the rate is still quite low, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But not 0.003%.
I mean, and we could do that. We could open another CD. I could find out what they would. I could ask BBVA and Horizon.
I really think with the amount that we have in tax pool, that's probably too much not to be making some money on at this point, don't you think? What is our goal? Does anyone have an opinion? How much should we keep in tax pool, and what should be our limit on tax pool? I mean, let's put it that way. What do you think?
It offers us, number one, flexibility.
Yes.
And that if we need the money for anything, it's readily accessible. If you put it in a CD, depending on the length of the CD, it's going to be 6 months to a year to 18 months. I mean, I wouldn't do much longer than that at this point. But
maybe we ought to wait to see if we're going to be talking about purchasing any land or anything. It might be better to wait until we see if that works out for us and we have something readily available.
So your preference is just to stick to the 2,500?
Well, that's just my idea. Anybody else have a...
Well, I was just going to say, what if you just got information about what the rate is if you did, from your CDs? What would that be, like 6 months or 18 months? Or?
I can certainly do that.
And then how much did you say we're talking about putting into a CD at this time, taking from checking?
Well, it'd probably be about $55,000 or...
Well, that's worth looking at a CD rather than a tax pool.
Yeah.
I didn't, I missed.
We need to have about $75,000 to $80,000 in our checking for operating.
Sure. But one of the major things about text pool is it is safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the bottom line on all of this is we just need to put it someplace where it's safe and so we can get to it. I mean, we can get to any of these CDs.
Sure.
It just means that if you cash it in before...
And the interest is so low, the penalty's going to be low.
Well, I was going to say that before it's matures, or after they give the quarter the dividend, then you don't really have a penalty to pay. The penalty is losing interest if you, what's the word, charge? Can't
cash it in.
Cash it in.
Yeah.
Before they give the quarterly dividend, that's the penalty. So we can
and
play.
The interest
we got enough.
It's very low. So.
Well, yeah, but I think having yes, it is. It's but we can't do anything about it.
No.
But we need as stewards of the state money and community's money, keep it safe.
If we wanted to, we could take 50 out of the checking and 50 out of tax pool and put a $100,000 CD, and I don't know if they'd give us any better rate or not. But
Well, that's true than mine. We were kind of hoping that these that needed to be renewed next August and October would pay a little bit more next time, but there's no guarantee of that, is there?
No.
Why don't you check on it for us, and we'll just not make a decision at this point if that's the will of the board.
And in another 2 months, April and May, if we follow the trend, we're going to have another 60,000 plus in two more months, so the sales tax coming in.
Well, I'm wondering if any of these, you know, Verizon, I know the Bancorp South won't do it, but I'm wondering if Verizon has anything like that that you could add to.
I can ask.
You know, I was just asking at Bancorp South about something. I don't know. The lady said, have you ever heard of this? I don't remember what it was, but, and she said, that is paying like 2% now. And I said, yeah, but is it FDIC insured? She said, no.
It's probably annuity.
But it's insured by, I think it's the teachers' organization here in the state of Texas. But it's offered through the bank, and she said have a good return, and you said you can take the money out. You know, just had all those good things to it, but it's not this FDIC insured. But she said for every dollar that goes into the account, that they are required to put $2 aside so that if somebody fails, you know, money's going to be there to pay off the investors. I don't know if we'd want to try something.
Look at it and see. Also, we don't have anything with Compass anymore. We don't have our CD with them anymore. Maybe they'd like to have us back.
Yeah, BBVA, yeah.
Well, oh, BBVA, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, when I talked to them about moving our CD, they did talk to me about an annuity. And I don't know how y'all feel about annuities, but it's not backed by FDIC.
And don't they have more rules on taking out?
I'm not sure about that. You do get a bigger rate. It was like 2-something percent. And it's with an insurance company backs it.
Well, this might be the same one he's talking about. It's a teacher organization. I don't know what it might be. Well, you might asking and finding out for us so that we can have some options, because
I can do some homework and bring it to the next meeting.
Okay, that sounds good.
Or just, do you want to bring it to the next meeting, or do you want me to email it to you, or what do you want me to do?
I don't think there's urgency, but
okay.
Anybody else do you feel any urgency to do it before then? Okay. Next time you'll be fine. All right, we'll just accept that then.
Any other questions on the treasurer's report?
Got ahead of you.
Anybody have any questions?
Subject to audit.
All right,
Jeannie, how about a director's? I'm not looking at the agenda. I'm just assuming that you're next. Let me look.
Yeah, I am.
You're next. Okay.
I don't know if y'all looked at the statistics that are included in the director's report, but this is all February numbers. The number of website visitors.
I saw that.
254%.
That's fine.
And I quadruple checked that. I went, Google has all these ways you can check. 254%, 348%. My guess is a lot of it is the library open? Was a lot of, are they closed? Are they open?
And is the electricity?
Is right. It was all that.
Well, so, we needed something to be up.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, there you go. I know. And it's not showing yet because it's just too early for us to see them. But our numbers are going up. We're like our visitors' numbers and all are going up. So we're still in the red on some of them. But interlibrary loan's pretty much held its own. It's pretty much through all this time. Our electronic circulation, per usual, is up a little bit. And that seems to be mirroring the same experience of other libraries. One library I was in a meeting last week reported a 50% increase in their circulation. I have not sat down and looked at the e-book circulation, but we're up. I don't think we're 50%, but we're up. We added books for the adult collection, 68, 7 DVDs, a new audio book. We added 56 children's books and 23 young adult books. It's time. I think everyone was on the board last year, and this is going to be an annual thing now, this cybersecurity training. Mm-hmm. There's a state law that mandates that we have to do this. It's really easy, and if I don't know if you remember the video last year. You watched the video, you took the test, right. Same video, everything's the same.
Just have to redo it.
Redo it, yeah. And it's probably, you know, the video's like 17 minutes, and it's kind of funny. They went out of their way to make it not boring. So if you want to take home the test today, I have it, but I am going to email it because the staff has to watch it too. We have like a June 15th deadline to get it done for everybody. But I'll email those links to you this week. So
the same time as our taxes are due.
Yeah. But this is much easier, believe me. And it's just common sense things of how you guard your data and passwords and all of that. So, and it's important because we know what can happen.
I got a on the text from, it was in Facebook messaging, mm-hmm. from an old friend in Richardson. And I hadn't heard from her in a long time. And I thought it was, well, how about mm-hmm. that? And mm-hmm. so we were, kind of texting back and forth. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, uh-oh. I don't think this is her.
Yeah.
And
somebody from India or Myanmar.
I said, so tell me, how did we meet? And she said, well, you know how we met. And I said, yeah, I know how we met, but I'm just wondering if this is really you or not.
And that was the end.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah. Someone was texting me, and I think it was through Messenger. And it was a lady that I know is in a nursing home. And she was saying, have you heard about this great program you save?
Oh, it was like you sign up for this thing and you get free money from the government or something.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, okay, this is not her. So I texted back and I just made up two names. I said, oh, how are Cindy and George doing? I just, whatever. Yeah, have you seen them? It's been a really long time. And they were like, they're fine. Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
yeah.
Whoever they are, they're fine.
Yeah.
This person on the other end said, yeah, I got $25,000 for free from the government.
It's the same one then.
Yeah. And I was like, Barbara, you don't need $25,000. You're rich. I was thinking, nah, this is not Barbara. She doesn't need $25,000.
She wouldn't be telling you. Uh-uh. Anyway.
Uh-uh. Yeah, they're smart. Smart.
Well, every day we get something as an email or a text message that says something.
Go
like
here
that,
and do this. And
cash
do
the cash. If you ever do one of those cash or Venmo things, they just write on you.
Yep, it's bad. Anyway, and so this kind of talks about that a little bit. And
okay.
So it's good.
We will do it.
And the thing about it is, I see it and I'm like, oh, I don't even do half of that stuff. And I start feeling like I need to be more proactive, but yeah. I don't know that we have to do everything. But anyway, so. An update on reopening the library. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 Saturdays. I have not yet gone back to 7:30. We need to. We just haven't done it yet. I don't really have a reason why. But the meeting room is still closed. We are getting asked every day, at least 3 times, can we use the meeting room? Mm-hmm. And no.
How much longer do you think we need to do it?
Well, I really would like the vaccination rate to be a little bit higher The last time I looked, it was at 7, that was last Thursday, 7.37% fully vaccinated in Bell County.
That's not very many.
You know, it's not. And there's a lot of people, and I think what we're going to do is diminish the amount of time we keep the books in here. Mm-hmm. And so that they won't have to wait as long to go back. But this room is just too small for the size of a lot of our groups to safely social distance. It's just too small. And
yes, we are about the right size.
Right. We're about the right size. But we have groups that are, you know, 15 to 20. And you just can't social distance here.
They've reduced it to 3 feet, but 3 feet is still, this room.
I mean, if you wanted to fool with it, you could do it if they brought their vaccination cards and showed you they'd been vaccinated with both shots.
That's a lot of, like,
that's a little much on monitoring that.
Yeah, well, one thing we started doing is, and I think I talked about this another place, but I'll go ahead and do it now. Yeah, I do hear. Down by the historical area, you can spread out more. Mm-hmm. And so we've told people, if you would like to meet down there, you can, with the understanding that is open to the public, so people can be walking around and looking at books while you're meeting. You know, and some people have taken us up on it. The adult crafts. Although I think this time y'all are going to meet at Emmy's house,
right.
I think.
At the front porch.
But, last one they had, they met down there because you could spread out.
Like our book club,
yeah,
that might be a good choice because there's only six or seven of us.
Yes. We had a bridge club that's only one table. You know, some bridge clubs are larger. And they're going to try it, you know. I mean, I'm really clear that while you're at your table playing bridge, there could be someone at the next table on their computer, or there could be someone walking around looking at the books, and she was fine.
And
you
can't talk to other people.
And they don't need to get, this group doesn't talk
that much. That boisterous bridge club.
Yeah, they're crazy. But anyway, so as of today, all of the staff has had at least one vaccination. April got her vaccination, first one today.
Yay!
She called us, or called Julie. We are requiring the staff to wear masks in here, and we'll go by the CDC guidelines that says after 2 weeks after your second dose, or if you do the one time, it's safe for you to take your mask off and talk with another person who's been fully vaccinated and all. And so we can, you know, we'll go by those things. Like, today is my 2 week limit for my second shot. So anyone else in here that's at that thing, we could talk without our mask.
So who has not?
I'm getting my second shot on Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know Bill already has.
And I do.
Yeah, and I've just said to them, you know, while, whenever people come in, please wear your mask, you know, to the staff, wear your mask. And we do have a sign at the front door that says we don't require a mask, but please be considerate of those around you who haven't had the vaccination. There's a few people that haven't worn a mask, but most people do. And most people are, no one's not had any pushback, not had any, you know, scenes or anything. So so that's sort of what's happening with us in COVID. The numbers are looking good. The number of active cases continues to decline every day that I check. And that, like I said, as of the 18th, the fully vaccinated number was at 7.37%. But I did check it Saturday, and it was like 7.6 something, I think. So it's starting to go up. So I did talk about the activities in the library. The remodel, I'm going to kind of go into more detail on that later.
Okay.
So
that's the next thing you want to go ahead and just
Well,
opinion?
Yeah. Electric work has been done. They were here this morning. Amos took care of everything. Took them 20 minutes, maybe. That's done. As far as capping off where the power was, we had these two tubes that stood up, and they capped it off and closed that. So they're done. So that's done. We were supposed to have the desk and the slapboard and windows start tomorrow. And I got a call from Tesco, who's doing the desk and everything, and they said, so are you ready for us to come this week? And I was like, well, yeah. You know, remember we have it scheduled for the 23rd, and there was like a little moment of silence. But, well, can we come Wednesday? And so I was able to get the window people, and they said, yeah, no problem, just call us when they're done. So they're going to be here, Tesco, Wednesday morning, to put in the desk and the slapboard and all that. And then the window people will come in and create the windows, then they'll measure and order the glass and bring the glass back. We have prepared for it. If you walk down there, the walls where the movies were, it's all empty, mm-hmm. ready to go. So yeah, we're just waiting for them to come and do that.
Can you need help in
I want to say no, because we were able to get the movies onto they fit onto the A-frames, no problem. I think it's going to be more, now putting the books back, we might need help. You might ask Manuela, because okay. I don't know, you know, she'll be the one doing that. The new information, I was trying to get a quote for data drops, so we could plug in computers. I got a quote from Heart of Texas IT, which I'm getting really good reviews from other libraries. They could do the entire building wherever we need data drops for $450. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and signed, and they're supposed to call me and set up a time to come in and put that in. The thing I need to do is, and we've already started kind of looking through, is there's things we've got to get rid of. We just don't have any place for them, no place to put them. Some things are easy, but some things, I asked Emmy, and I'll ask you, Bill, because you might remember, the table that's in the boardroom, the old boardroom table, was that donated to us? Was it made for us? Do you know its history?
I don't. I can ask Karen to see if she knows, because okay. She was here back then. But as far as I can recall, it's... Well, Emmy ought to know. It's been here.
It's just been here.
Yeah.
And we don't really have storage room for it. And I know there's other libraries that might could use it. And I was thinking, because there's some other fixtures that we're not going to use that we know we can get rid of and it's not going to hurt us. And I was thinking maybe someone could use that table. But I didn't want to do it unless I knew its history or where its history.
It doesn't have a plaque on it or anything.
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Not that I saw.
Yeah, Karen might remember. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But somebody must have donated it.
Yeah, but there's no, you know, there's no plaque on there to say who it was from.
Well, what do you recall if it was down at the Civic Center in there? Or were you there?
No, it couldn't have been at the Civic Center. That was so small.
Did you have room for it?
Okay. It had room for us.
Yeah. Well, my one thought is Ralph Morris made a lot of things for the library. And I wondered if he maybe had made that table, but I look at it and
I don't think so.
It doesn't look like it. But see, we have the really beautiful antique library tables, you know, like you bought some and I think Patty donated one.
Yeah, we bought that, I think, with donated money.
Uh-huh. When we did these.
Not for anyone in particular.
But there was
two of them.
Yeah.
We just bought for them.
Yeah.
Out of the donated money.
So,
but that's not one of them.
But no, that's not an antique at all. So, well, you might ask Karen. And then I'm going to, because we're compiling a list of things that we know could.
Gerald Library.
Right.
Because they're trying to
Yes.
Build that library up, so.
They were the first ones I was going to go to.
Yeah.
Because we have some things, we have some, just some things that they could probably use, so.
And they don't have any money.
Right, they have no money, so.
And Jeannie, do they ever come to bookends?
They have.
Okay.
If they're looking for certain, they have come in, just walked around and looked. They have called us. The last phone call was, did you have any board books? They were needing board books for the really little ones.
Oh, I've got a whole bunch.
Well, I might call them and let them know you have them if they still need them.
Probably, I was going to do a project with Julie, and we never could do it. And so, I probably have, I don't know, 60, 70 of them.
Okay.
Little ones.
Yeah, that's what they were looking for. I'll call them and ask if they're...
I have some other books I can take them to.
If they still need, okay. But yeah, they were going to be the first stop, because I think they might could use some of the things we have.
Or Holland.
Oh, they're still closed.
They're still closed?
I haven't heard they've reopened, so I'd have to check.
And where's the Gerald Library?
Do you know where Slotsky's was? It's not anymore. I think it's something else.
Yeah.
But it's on the access road after the truck stops. And after that new one that has taken forever to fill.
Yeah,
the class one. Right beyond that, there's a road next to where Slotsky's is, and it's back about a block and a half or something.
The building is the mud building for that area. And they let... They're sharing their space with the library. And they have it's a nice little space to start a library. It really is. But they could use it, I think. So. Well, if you would ask Karen, I just want to make sure I don't...
You don't want
those.
Donors just...
Where
do
you
go?
Yeah.
Where's my table?
And it didn't have your name on it?
Yeah, no one's asked about it since.
And you all have looked underneath?
Well, I will look under it. But, I mean, as far as looking on the side or, on the, you know, where they usually put them, there's nothing. So.
So you're on for Wednesday and then finish up?
Yeah.
And so, no, you won't be closed Tuesday?
No. Now, we haven't made a big advertising thing out of it, but when people come to the door tomorrow, they can come in. Yeah.
The same thing happened to my son who was supposed to move today.
Yeah.
And they called them when they didn't arrive. Oh, well, we can come tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how this company kind of works sometimes, too.
Yeah.
So I guess I wasn't surprised, but I was, but I wasn't. So that's where the lead model is. That's what I have. So.
Sounds good.
Let me mention something.
Yes.
I think yesterday someone sent me an email wanting to know about the document that Herman Aiken wrote, and it's titled Fireside Tales, about Salado.
She was here today.
Oh, she did come by?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know where the person is from. This came off the Historical Society webpage, and I'm the point of contact, so I got the message. And this afternoon, she sent me a thank you note saying, the library staff helped me track this down, and the people are just wonderful. And you know, that
yeah.
stuff.
Well, you were looking for that too, right?
Well, yeah. See, when I got the message yesterday,
I
contacted Charlene. I said, Charlene, you know about any of this? Because I know she's very familiar with the archives.
And
I don't know how the lady came here. You think she would come here first and then
and
ask
then,
anybody find it? I can't.
Talk with Manuela, because she talked with her a lot. She walked in and she found what she wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was she was looking for, but.
As a thank you, I would like to give the library staff 12 librarian tattoos.
Oh!
Y'all
we'll have them.
Enjoy these. Wear them so we can see them.
Okay.
And appreciate all of
my tattoos on staff. Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. This will be fun. Oh, I love that.
All right. Okay, Princeton Library, anything going on? Oh, no, first let's talk about the adult library.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I did get the numbers from Cheryl about hiring a new part-time librarian. What Cheryl did was she went with the level that Rachel is at now, which is above our highest level. As she came back, and I shared this with Nancy, so Nancy and I have talked about this. She came back and said, if we had hired someone full-time at the level that Rachel was at, it would be $1,644.44 a month extra, which would take our budgeted expenses to $425,000. Nancy, I had her double-check my math, and she did, and she's got the percentage on that.
Yeah, if we went up for the remainder of the 5 months in the fiscal year, April through August, it'd be an additional $8,220, which is a 1.97% increase in our current budget. If we use that as a baseline for next year's budget, it would increase that specific line item by $19,733.28 or 4.73%, making next year's budget $436,872.28 if there were no other increases anywhere else in the budget, which we know there probably will be. So.
And you did say full-time?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, so we know, so that's, we budgeted for income to be $440,000, and we're ahead on our income. So probably, you know, we could. So then after all that happened, Julie Hoy came in to me with a proposal of another way to fill this position. And she said that she would take on the role of adult librarian along with what she's doing as children's librarian. And let me finish the whole thing because there's, you know, because at first my eyebrows kind of raised a little bit when she did that. But she said that her proposal was she would take over and she would continue to do collection development and management of teens and children's. And she would add collection development, management, and programming for adults. April would take on, and we would move April to full-time, okay? April would take on the children and teens programming, which she's basically doing now. She's doing most of it.
Under
Julie's supervision and direction. So she would just take that on. That's, you know, she would still be assistant children's librarian or whatever we called her, but she would be in charge of programming for the children and the teens. And Julie then would not be doing any of that, any programming for children or teens, but she would be doing programming for adults. At the same time, doing collection development for adults, children, and teens. So that's her proposal. She said the reason she's interested in this, because I said, yeah, well, have you heard of burnout? You know. she said the reason she was interested in doing it is that right now, she goes, I spend most of my time ordering books and then making to-go kits. She goes, I don't feel that I am getting the most out of my degree. If I were to do this, I would be moving to higher level tasks and things that she was doing. Not so much cutting and pasting, which she does a lot now. She said that with Julie, with April taking on all the programming, she would be the one doing all that. So the difference there would be, it's, you know, Julie's already full-time. It would be April that goes to full-time.
So it's a half added, not a full added.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so April makes $16.57 an hour. That's where she's at right now.
Is April ready for full-time? Isn't she going to school?
Well, she is, and that's what I asked. I said, now, April, does she want to do that? Could she do that? And she said, oh, she would love to be full-time. You know, she would really like to be, and she says that she could do it. I just to talk about numbers, I did not get this to Cheryl. This is just my math, okay? If we did that, the increase to our budget for 5 months, it would be $5,302.40, as opposed to the $8,200 that she said. So it would be a smaller increase to our budget. They recommend, Julie said, if maybe we could look at hiring another part-time assistant.
I think if she were to do that, she would need a different title. I think she probably should be assistant director.
Yes.
And then you could have someone who was part-time who did some of the other
things.
Adult things for her, because that's where she probably would need the assistant.
And I wrote to Nancy about this, because it was, you know, she just sort of came in, you know. And so how I feel is I trust her to take over the management and to do those things. We know she can do those things. I made it very clear to her how I see this adult position being, that we're improving and increasing the amount of programs for adults. And we're going out to all ages, mm-hmm. not just the people that come in now who are majority probably retirees. All these families that are coming into town,
sure.
parents, you know, moms, dads. And I want us to be doing programming that is reaching out to them. Now, we know from our history, from any library's history, they're not all going to come rushing in at once. But if we can have something to offer them as well as their children. And to me, hope y'all don't mind, I gotta pull this out. To me, that means, you know, we need to step up our game on the adult programming. And I really made that clear to her that it would, you know, we would need more programming than we have, and it would not to be, you know, not just, it needs to be all ages, something for moms, something for professionals, you know. Now that, so this is where my main concern comes in, and I'm not telling you anything. I did not tell Julie, okay, that she and her husband, on her Saturdays, off days, and off time, have started another business, and they work, and they go to markets and stuff. Now, her son goes as well, as you know. It's not just her; it's her family that does it, and. My concern is that she would overextend herself, because she was like, oh, I agree. We could do that with the adults. We could do this. We could do that. We could do that. But to do that as the adult librarian, you know, or she's assistant director, we're going to be talking about real flexibility in schedule. Some days, some weekends, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work some nights. You're going to have to, it's going to be a little bit more required. And so if I have a concern, that's my main thing, is that she would be overextended. And I said that to her, and her response was, we've talked about that, she and her husband. She goes, I really think that they could, that this could be done, that, you know, I could do this job the way you want it done. And the business, you know, her husband does a lot, and her son is starting to do more.
They're trying to move to Salado, so that would help.
And that would make it, if she was living in Georgetown still, and they're working on moving to Salado.
Should we have gone to executive session to discuss this?
I didn't think about that.
Probably.
I move we go to executive session to for further discussion.
Second.